Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off as we do with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Are you still working out in the dojo?
I am. Well, not in a dojo. I guess you would now call it a kun. I changed martial arts. I changed from a karate martial art to Wing Chun, which is Chinese.
But every time you start, all right, there are new techniques to learn. My daughter was calling me up. She's trying to get ready for a fight. And she goes, well, I'm not sure if my trainer thinks I'm ready to compete yet. And I thought of you, and I went, wow, you and my daughter are, what, one out of a thousand of us, let's say, that know how to take a hit and come back. So my hat's off to you.
Well,
how is it going?
It goes very well. Wing Chun was originally devised by a Shaolin nun. So it's designed for people of a small stature. And what that does is it's a very mobile martial art, but at the same time, it is not dependent upon flexibility. So I don't have to have spaghetti legs.
Right.
Everything is linear. And the best part about it is a lot of the posture is the same posture as with shooting. Like, the lateral steps and everything are the same lateral steps you do when you're getting off the X.
Mm-hmm.
And the footwork is remarkably close to handling a gun. So, as far as the punching and everything, it's all based upon weight and lunging and pulling back. And it's a very simple martial art to grasp.
Well, the magic, to my way of thinking, is that you've practiced it means it's a reflex.
Right.
And if you need it, it lets you fight to get the distance to either to close distance, because there's an argument I've heard that, oh, if your opponent is armed, if he's close enough, don't try and back up because that gives him room to swing or stab. You want to close the distance even if you're armed. And I'm going, man, that's something that has to be instinct. We would never have time to think about it.
Right. Right.
I do want to go to Chicago and Baltimore because they are continuing tragedies. There were 26 people shot and wounded over this weekend in Chicago. Sadly, another 5 were shot and killed. The total is now over 3,080 people shot this year by the drug gangs who are running Lori Lightfoot Chicago. There was only one more person shot to death in Baltimore. They're up to 244 people shot. I bring those up because those cities, Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, are the crown jewels in the gun control crown. Those cities are both A-rated by gun control advocates, and it's not working. It's really not working. They make excuses, but the proof is in the pudding.
Well, it's always in the pudding. The problem is that in a lot of those places where they have this going on, they have this little perfect storm of crime. And, I mean, the United States statistics are going to be forever skewered high in these blue areas because, one, they're very soft on crime with their picks of DAs and what the DAs decide to decriminalize, all these other things. Two, they probably have as strict a gun carry regime in place as possible, if not. Although that, I think, is those days are numbered. I think the Supreme Court's going to keep picking this up, picking this up, picking this up, slam, slam, slam. And for the foreseeable future, things are going to be much better. Then again, you know, they also haven't had a Republican mayor in quite some time. In a lot of cases, they've defunded police and everything else. They have a perfect storm going on there.
What's interesting is those are media centers for their state.
Yes, they are.
We think that crime is ubiquitous, where in fact, more than half of all murders occur in less than 2% of our counties.
Mm-hmm.
More than half of our counties won't have a single murder from any cause, firearms, automobile, whatever. But that's not what we see on our little screens.
Never. We never see that on our little screens.
I think that bias explains this story, the next story, a little bit. And it's from Ohio. Although I think we're seeing similar demographic trends all across the country, gun ownership is shifting, particularly in the black community and among women. A woman was interviewed in Cleveland, and she goes, quote, "I know a lot of single African-American women of all ages. They're scared to leave their homes at night, sometimes even in the daytime, because they're afraid something will happen to them. I also believe that my gun gives me a sense of security. It assures me that I can at least protect my home." Close quote. She was later asked, "Why now? Why do you feel the need to buy a gun these days?" And she answers, There was a discussion about whether or not many states were going to have stricter gun laws and whether they were going to restrict even open carry because of increased crime." Close quote. And she's not wrong. I think that's pretty representative. In 2021, there were more than 5.4 million first-time gun buyers. Now, that's a decrease from the record we saw in 2020, which was, 50% larger, 8.4 million? Half of the gun purchased were handguns. Over a third of the gun buyers in 2021 were women. One out of four black adults now own a handgun. Now, this bill, I dug this up the other day, and I blanked. I had to read it twice. 44% of black gun owners reported using their firearm to defend themselves or their family.
The percentages are going up as to how often people have to pull triggers, too.
Yeah, is tragic. But there is the statement, and we've batted it around as folklore. Gun control disarms the people in our inner cities who needed guns the most. So now here's something that happens. I was doing a self-defense gun story, and later we'll talk about it in a report from John Lott. There's a skew in the news. Did you use your gun in a handgun in a self-defense incident? Well, if the criminal ran away because I put my hand on my hip, it sure felt significant to me, the intended victim. It changed the attacker's behavior, but would it ever show up in a police report?
That's a good question.
I don't even know how we could if we wanted to capture that. There was another story out of Ohio just to remind us that elections – every election, not every year, but every single office has consequences. Four masked and openly armed black teens rolled up in front of a Cleveland high school in three stolen automobiles.
Yeah.
They approached. You already ran that?
No, go ahead. Tell it.
They approached the school in an effort to evade capture by the police, who were right behind them. Two assistant principals overruled the school resource officer.
Hang on right there.
And he let them.
Hang on right there. We'll just start it all over again when we get back. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, I had to interrupt him. He was talking about the Cleveland school story, which is a stupendous
mind-boggling.
It's woke taken to the furthest point. Anyway, go ahead and start. Before you start this story over again, because we didn't get to do this last time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. from there, a lot of my writing is picked up and carried to demo land. Should we go back to Ohio?
Yeah, from the top? Let's go back to Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, we had four masked and openly armed black teenagers rolling up in front of a Cleveland high school. They arrived in three stolen cars. The police are right behind them. The school resource officer has been notified on the radio. The four thugs approach the school. They're just trying to get away from the police. And then what happens now? Two assistant principals overruled the school resource officer. The SRO's yelling, "Don't open the doors. Don't open the doors." They let the armed teenagers into the school, quote, "to protect the suspects from the police," mm-hmm. closed quote. That sets a new record when you are letting armed criminals into school but putting your students at risk. Can you imagine if your kids attended that school and the administrators knowingly allowed armed criminals into the school? Fortunately, is there a happy ending? Yeah, nobody got shot. None of the students, none of the criminals. The bad guys took off running. It was a long race, but they were chased down by the police. They're in custody, I think, for armed car theft. The reason I bring that up, we have elections in 8 days. If you're looking at school board elections, those votes matter too. And it makes it... Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was this. The way these schools are staffed, I kind of think that probably needs to be looked at, simply because if you do have a policy in place, and I would love to know what the Cleveland school policy in place was. If you have a policy in place as to what you do if you have four armed gangbangers rolling up in your class and they're just looking to hide from somebody in your school, what's the policy for that? And if you have a policy and you have a security group in there, and then the security group says, "All right, here we go," and then they're overridden. By what authority right. are they overridden?
Yeah, yeah. But Bill, I can tell you that it is against school policy for armed and unauthorized adults to enter the school building, except if they're being chased by the police and a woke principal decides he wants to violate all school policy. That's where the violation happened. And what you and I want to know is, what were the repercussions? Now, different places are different. In a 180-degree contrast with Ohio, this happened a few months ago in Mississippi, but it was following the murders in Uvalde and the 4th of July parade near Chicago and at an Indiana mall. The Mississippi Board of Education looked at that and said, our old rules don't work anymore. The board recognized that state law now allowed licensed citizens who had an enhanced carry permit to carry in schools. That was originally meant to say, hey, if you're going to a junior college and you have your enhanced carry permit, I think you have to be over 21 to get it. Yeah, please carry on school property. You're considered an adult. Now, if the board said, all right, we can have adults carry on school property, what about our own staff? Doesn't that law then allow teachers and cafeteria workers, our janitors, our grounds maintenance? Yeah, come to think of it, it does. They can go armed on kindergarten through 12th grade campuses. Now, it doesn't say that they're all carrying. What that says is each school district has to establish its own policy, meaning your vote matters and your local school board has a decision to make about protecting your children. The state director of education, Brian McGarty, said, "We simply complied with the state law. It's been in effect for the last 11 years. And I have to remind you, Mississippi is one of 25 constitutional carry states, but to carry in school, you need an enhanced permit."
I had never heard of that. That's a first for me. Enhanced permit.
The reason I happen to know of it is a friend of mine works in casinos and to carry where liquor is served and gambling is taking place. You had to have an enhanced permit. He had one. I've seen it. It's a real thing.
Cool.
This happened on Thursday. I don't know if you got to it on Friday. New Jersey was fast-tracking a bill to copy New York, outlaw concealed carry virtually everywhere. They were about to vote on Thursday, and the assembly leaders said, whoops, let's back this up. Finally, the sponsors listened to a few people. The words were critical here. New Jersey banned potential weapons in sensitive places. Well, then you back up and say, what does state law define as a weapon? Anything capable of being used to inflict lethal harm or serious bodily injury. The tool doesn't have to be used to do that. It just has to be capable of it. That means it bans knives in restaurants because knives can be used to kill, have been used to kill. Similarly, scalpels in hospitals, utility knives by every guy that's installing floors, axes, hammers, screwdrivers, nail guns, shovels, picks, baseball bats, hockey sticks, golf clubs. You know, when we think back, mops and brooms have been used to kill. Bricks and lumber certainly have killed people when they fell. Chainsaws, free weights, tire irons. Okay, New Jersey finally bought a clue and stopped. But the reason it's so crazy is all of those articles would have been outlawed in what New Jersey calls sensitive places. Schools, government buildings, polling places, bars and restaurants. How am I going to fix the plumbing in the restaurant if I can't carry my tools? Theaters, sporting arenas, airports, not just the secure area, all airports. Casinos, child care facilities. When he was interviewed, the Democrat sponsor accidentally spoke the truth. Yeah, this bill does nothing to stop the criminal or illegal possessions. It doesn't stop the criminal conduct. This bill was never supposed to address that. It's addressing the legal, law-abiding, responsible citizens. That's what it's supposed to do.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Rob Morse. Gosh. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to stop an effort by congressional Democrats to get his tax returns. This after a judge ordered the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee to be given years of his income tax returns by the Treasury Department. A majority of residents in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv are without water following Russian airstrikes. Around 350,000 homes were also left without electricity. Ukraine's prime minister saying the country's air force shot down a number of missiles and accused Russian forces of targeting critical civilian infrastructure. Foster Farms officials say there was a recall over the weekend for frozen chicken patties with plastic inside the breading. The recall involves frozen chicken nuggets sold in 20 packs with the Best Buy date of August 11th, 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, he just pointed something out in New Jersey where the feature of the proposed gun control is to take care or to manipulate and regulate, the armed citizen. It's not actually designed to combat crime. Do we know of any other bills this particular pilgrim has prescribed in the past?
I think he's the leader of one of the houses. I don't know whether it was the Senate or the House in New Jersey. So I suspect there have been many.
So I'd be curious to see what his other stuff has done and what he has to say about that, because it's almost like he's given away the game. Like he un-MK Ultra'd there for a minute, and gave away the farm there, and that's not normally what they say. That's not normally what they propose, because what they propose and what they say they're doing is actually impossible. It's impossible to deliver the false promise of gun control actually having an impact on crime, because criminals, by their very nature, are going to be breaking laws.
Well, when I talk to people about self-defense law, and they go, but don't we need regulations? I go, how many do you think we have now? And they are stunned when they find out we have 23,000 firearms regulations now. I go, you think one more is going to make a difference?
Well, I mean, even if you ban guns, unless somebody can snap their fingers like that Marvel Universe villain who made certain people disappear and turn into dust, unless somebody can snap their fingers and actually make guns just not exist, that genie is out of the bottle. And criminals are never going to give them up. Ever. So, I mean,
now
the proposal, like all of them, are just absolutely, it's a farce.
It's political theater created for the media. Now, we've got some great news where again, states, or rather agencies in states, realized they were breaking the law. What was it? The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources said, yeah, we're about to get sued. Our regulations are inconsistent with Alabama law. We won't require written permission anymore to carry in Alabama state parks. Good, because you deserve to be sued. Rather than go to court and then owe lawyers' fees, they got wise. Now, here's somebody who isn't quite that smart. Zoolanta has dropped its new weapons ban. Let me be clear. This article is talking about the Atlanta Zoo,
right?
Not the zoo that is the city of Atlanta. The gun ban at the city zoo was repealed at the end of the month because somebody said, wait a minute, you don't pay taxes on this land, do you? No, we get it in an agreement from the city. That means it's city property, and we're allowed to carry firearms on city property. Then they got Zoolanta, probably had a Giffords lawyer on tap, and he said, oh, yeah, but only legal firearms, so you still need a permit. So they took the word legally permitted firearm and changed it to individual who has a permit. What it was meant to say was, look, you can't carry a bomb into the zoo. A bomb isn't a legally carried firearm. But as long as you have a legally carried a handgun on your side, you're fine. So they're still going to get sued. It'll just take longer.
Zoolanta. I would love for somebody to do a study of all the rampage killers that survived, right?
Yeah.
And find out if they actually did a survey when they were picking out their target, trying to figure out where people could and couldn't carry a gun. I know what we gather from empirical evidence. I know what I've heard from certain individual things, but I would really, really like to see that.
Hear it from the murderer's mouth himself, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like we planned it. There was this new report by John Lott. He runs the Crime Prevention Research Center. He looked back at 8 years of data, and he and the FBI are at odds. They're going back and forth. Dr. Lott found that citizens stopped 104 out of 204 potential or attempted mass shootings where he could identify that those citizens were allowed to go armed. When we look outside of gun-free zones, 51% of attempted mass murders are stopped by ordinary citizens legally carrying a concealed handgun. The most recent data was the most accurate. For 2021, 58% of the attacks were stopped where we could carry arms. Now, Lott admits he didn't count 21 cases where an armed citizen intervened before any shots were fired. I'm thinking that's actually the best outcome. Why wouldn't you count those cases? It's like, again, we're facing the problem. Somebody breaks into my home. I say, I've got a gun pointed at you. Please leave. And he runs. I don't press the trigger. Was it an armed defense? I think it was. So is the criminal.
Yeah.
And when I read it, I was so pleased to be on GCN with you, Bill, because the mainstream media aren't going to pick that up.
Oh, no.
They're gonna run with the FBI story that said, oh, only 4% of armed citizens stopped mass murders.
Well, the other thing about that little particular study is they were talking about all of them, and they also were including the gun-free zone ones where there was no expectation that somebody that is a law-abiding citizen would be carrying a gun.
Right.
And, that was the service John Lott did. He got out there, he separated the meaningful from the, I guess, non-meaningful, because that's getting out there and saying, well, of course, a armed person didn't stop this one. Well, yeah, this happened in a school. It was a gun-free zone. Nobody was allowed to carry a gun. No wonder there was no armed citizen there. Somebody was following the law. Oh, except for the killer. What about those 20-some-odd kids that got murdered, though? You guys going to take that in consideration as to what should have been done?
Right.
But, I mean,
yeah.
What do they call this when you're fighting, when you're using stats to, I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, that was the service he did, getting out there. And, I mean, you got to have it in perspective. There's got to be the expectation that a law-abiding citizen could intervene for them to get out there and say, well, that doesn't actually happen that often. It seems to happen every time there's one of them present, to be honest with you.
Bill, if you and I knew there was an attack at our kid's school, I mean, it's the same reason you don't see attacks at the NRA annual convention. You and I would, of course, respond. If you'd asked me how many times do we respond in gun-free zones, I would have guessed, oh, 25% or, you know, outside of gun-free zones. But 51%, over half the time. I think that's why those mass murderers compare notes and say, dude, you don't want to go there. You're going to get shot. How long till we hit the buzzer again?
You need to start telling people how to find you.
Oh, wow. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Amalan Shooting Sports News. With all that going on, Bill and I somehow find enough to talk about.
Yeah. Well, it's a target-rich environment, without a doubt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I got to tell you something. So you know that I am sort of a spoiled, fickle person when it comes to my carry gun, right?
I know that you have some wonderful options. You touch a lot of firearms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other day, I decided that my carry gun was going to be the SIG M18. And I took the SIG M18 out to the range, and I ran it, and it was beautiful. But I hadn't done anything to it, and, you know, I like red dots now, so I put a red dot on it. Then, I really like the grip angle of the 1911, 2011 type guns, the Staccatos, they refer to that as the trifecta grip. And a company called Icarus Precision had made an aircraft-grade aluminum lower for the SIG P320 platform, and they actually had one for the M18. So I got one of those and stuck that on it. And then I took it to the range again. Now, this is all coincidental. This is about to happen. So I'm there, and I'm doing these practice draws and everything and sticking the gun out there with the new dot on it, the angle is perfect. The angle is perfect. The only other gun that I can get that kind of presentation with is a 2011, 1911. But since I'm always looking to streamline things, getting rid of a couple of safeties is always sort of nice. So I take that gun out, pull the foot first, send the first shot down, boom. Now I've always been a shooter in the Fisher thought process, to where I'm thinking fresh press every time. So yes, my finger does come off the trigger every time I pull the trigger. I go,
okay,
first trigger, boom, dead center, finger comes off, I go to make contact again and start pushing it back at the wall. There's no trigger there.
Okay, whoops.
Trigger was still back in the fire position.
Right.
So at first we thought that was some sort of a malfunction, so I strip the magazine, run the slide, stick the magazine in, get around back in the chamber. Same thing, same result.
Huh.
Then, just on a lark, because I'm thinking, well, why didn't the trigger go forward? I stick my finger behind it, and all of a sudden it pops and goes forward.
Crazy.
Now, this continues to do this. And I'm cataloging this all in my head, because, you know, this is a failure of a type I've never encountered in any other gun ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Right. Right.
Unless something broke on the trigger, which nothing broke on this trigger.
Yeah.
Okay. I shot a YouTube video about it, and I got rid of the gun. First of all, it turned out that around the trigger mechanism, which the thing about the SIG P320, the reason that everybody loves this gun is it's so modular, right? You can pull this out and stick it in another gun and have a complete total configuration. Different configuration if you want.
Am I right that the trigger group is the gun?
Yeah, they call it the FCU, the fire control unit.
Okay, right.
So I got this fire control unit, and it is malfunctioning in the way that I have never seen.
Right.
And I called SIG about it. The only thing we had to try to break it free there was WD-40, which, of course, all of the purists get out there and go, you never put that on a gun? That was fun on the YouTube video.
You don't have anything else.
Yeah, but then I got it home. But see, I had other SIG P320s because they were telling me it was because of the frame. So I pulled the other. I was like, okay, maybe it's because of the frame. So I pull out two other FCUs and stick them in the gun, and they work.
Oh, wow.
And they work. Now, none of them had a safety on them. But
okay.
I'm thinking to myself, okay. So I send this off to SIG, and first of all, they wanted me to send them the gun in the original configuration. I told them, no, I'm going to send it to you in the configuration. I'm going to run it. So I sent it with the dot, and I sent it with the lower on it, and they pulled the FCU out, and they did it. It had excessive carbon on in the trigger part of the mechanism. And
crazy.
My first thought when I got it back was that this is something beyond my scope. I love Siri. This is something beyond my scope. I don't know how to troubleshoot this. And if that had happened in a real gunfight, I'd be dead. I would have been dead. And at that point,
it's sensitive to cleaning, you think? You have to immerse that. The trigger group?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I had three other guns. Now, one thing that I have found out is that there's two kinds of triggers on these things. There's curved triggers and straight triggers. The straight triggers have fewer problems than the curved triggers do. But if this is an issue, and the cleaning, the actual pulling it apart at that level was, I had to send it to them. They wouldn't give me any sort of instructions on how to do it myself. So in order to get it done, I had to send it to them. So that completely ruled that out as a carry gun for me because I've never had that happen with a Glock.
Right.
You know, I have this love-hate relationship with a Glock, and I hate it more than I love it. But at the same time, you got to give it, got to give the credit where it's due.
Isn't that amazing? For all the precision shooting we do with a firearm, we want something that has wide open tolerances, is tolerant of dirt, because it absolutely positively has to work when we ask it to.
Right.
So, wow, you learned a lesson. Great.
I did learn a lesson. I did. I actually had a listener call me and say, I'll buy it. And it's on its way to him now. Now, this guy is he has done some armory work in the U.S. military, and he has worked extensively with these guns, and he knows everything up, down, sideways about them.
He's comfortable with it.
I mean, the gun itself shoots beautifully. If it's running, it's running like a Rolex. But I'm looking more for various reasons. I'm looking more for something I can depend on day in, day out. And now the carry gun competition starts again, and my two that are facing off at the moment are going to be a Staccato C2 and a Taran Tactical Innovations Glock 45.
Wow. Wow, those are wonderful firearms. Did you think of wanting to put a dot on the Taurus you got?
It's too big. I want to get one of the
G3s. Okay, gotcha.
I want to see one of the G3s, the full-sized guns.
Yep.
Because I want to try that because that gun runs just as good as any other gun that I have run. As a matter of fact, I prefer the way that gun ran to my very heavily thought-out SIG M18, which the only thing I didn't figure out how to get past was something that I kind of think may be a design flaw.
Right.
Of course, the...
A tolerance stack up, and that's a design flaw, right?
Something. I mean, you know, it's... And the reason I think the military adopted it is because in the event that something like that does happen, they can just pop that out and stick another one in it. I don't have a pile of FCUs laying around here where I can just, oh, well, that one don't work, just pop.
Yep.
Let's move on to the next one. So, that completely, I mean, I got rid of four guns that day. Because I was in the SIGP 320 ecosystem without a doubt.
Yeah.
So back to basics. One thing, another gun that I may throw into the mix is my Poly 80 that I took to Tactical Response. I've still got the full size one. My son commandeered my Glock 19 sized one, but I've still got the full sized one.
Well, and those don't swap, I don't think. I don't think you just swap an upper. I think they're a different lower, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Poly 80 is just it's a Glock clone. And I wouldn't want to mess with the configuration that Roger Ward came up with because that ran really well for me.
Right.
At Tactical Response, especially when they were dropping guns left and right. So, I know you had other reports. I just wanted to get you real quick. We have 20 seconds. Did I make the right choice when I got rid of it?
I think you did, because you said the way I carry, this doesn't work for me. Given the attention I want to give to my firearm, there are better choices.
Yep.
You can argue about, oh, you should have, you might have. For you, it doesn't work.
Nope.
Lots of fish. Go get a better one.
There you go. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, posted 2 articles last week. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. Phil, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been mine. Coming up next, just going to be me. Mr. Zimmerman's mother passed away. Rest in peace.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining me today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.